Good morning, Amy Vaughan. How are you? And welcome to Near FM 90.3.
Good morning, Myra. Thank you so much for having us on.
No, we're delighted. But I'm going to get shoot right in now. Amy, you're with the Alzheimer's Society, and there's an event coming up on May the 5th, a tea day. Is this the first? I don't know if this is online or people can organise this themselves now. Is this the first time in 2, maybe 3 years that this is actually happening?
Yeah, that's it, exactly. So our last traditional, I suppose, offline tea day was 2019. And then COVID happened in 2020, and we had to go online. So tea day is our biggest fundraiser. And it really is about everybody getting together and hosting a tea party, essentially, to support our work. So yeah, in 2020, we had to move it online. And people were so good. And I suppose there was still a vibe that virtual was kind of, new. And we were like, right, we can do this. And then in 2020, 2021, we were still online. And I think at that point, everybody was a little bit fed up, to be fair. So we're absolutely delighted that we can bring back our traditional tea day this year in May. And we're asking everybody to come together again. And I'm sure people will be delighted that they can.
And Amy, how long is the tea party? I know it's all about people coming together and supporting the Alzheimer's Society, but how long has this, it's so simple, the idea, it's brilliant actually.
Yeah.
But how long has it been running?
Yeah, so this is the fantastic part, really. This year will be its 28th year.
Wow.
And it really had gone from strength to strength. We have suffered a little bit now from 2020. And the pandemic. So we are hoping that it will make a comeback, and we're hoping people across Ireland will help us make a comeback. But yeah, 28 years, it is amazing to have a campaign to run and be so successful for so long. Yeah.
And now you did mention that it is the biggest event of the year for you, and and extremely important. And I know I've had somebody on before from your society. One of the things that got me was that young people can also either get dementia or Alzheimer's. But I'm just wondering, are you based all over the country or is it in Dublin?
No, we're nationwide. So we are the biggest provider of dementia services in Ireland.
Ah.
So we have services in every county. Not the same level of services, which is what we are trying to improve. But yeah, there are services in every county. And just recently, we able to increase our number of dementia advisors. So we now have 22 dementia advisors. So they cover all of the counties of Ireland, which is fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. And wow. And is that just recently there, Amy?
Yeah, in the last couple of months. Yeah, absolutely. So before we had about 8, and they were trying to cover such a huge area. And it's not physically possible to do. So we're absolutely delighted now that the team has increased and that there is that support there. They're such a great asset for the organisation and for families who get a diagnosis and don't know where to go. The dementia advisors really help people on their journey and signpost the way right through the journey of dementia.
I think in most things, the fact that when people are actually seen and heard, there's a difference between listening and hearing and the family and the backup and everything else. So these 22 people, are they helping the local groups, the Alzheimer's groups, or are they dealing with the public as well, as families as well?
Yeah, so if you wanted to get in touch with them, all their details are on our website on alzheimer.ie. So you can contact them or call our helpline number, which is a free phone. So it's 1800 341 341, and you can kind of book an appointment and have a chat with them there.
Now, I have to say, I'm mad into cakes. And I'm coming right back to the tea day. And okay, let's just get down to, if you want to register or get involved, how can you do that, Amy? And can you get a little bit of support?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's so easy to register. It's on teaday.ie. And we have organizers' toolkit, so like a host pack that we will send out to you once you register. Yeah, those posters, invites, collection boxes. We've lovely balloons this year. Yeah, so everything you need there for to host your tea day. So I mean, it really is up to everybody, whatever they feel comfortable doing, as big or as small as they wish. It might just be neighbours having a cup of tea across the fence in the back garden, or it could be bigger.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm just wondering. Also, I mean, you've said that your organisation covers the whole country. I'm going to ask a frightening question here. Frighten myself more than anybody else. But every day, how many people are diagnosed every day, Amy?
Yeah, so this is a scary number, really. So 30 people a day develop dementia. So we've 64,000 people in the country living with dementia, but 30 people a day develop the condition, which is very scary when you think about that, those numbers.
Yes.
Like you mentioned before, sorry, that I suppose Alzheimer's and dementia was always kind of associated as an older person disease, but really we're seeing more people diagnosed in their 40s, 50s, and in rare cases in their 30s also.
Oh my goodness. In one way, I'm sorry I asked the question, but it really comes back to how important your day is, that the tea day for the Alzheimer's tea day, how important it is on the 5th of May. And I really hope that people, our listeners, are thinking about this first thing in the morning. I'm not trying to organise. Your national helpline, have you got a national helpline, Amy?
Yes, we have our national helpline run by a fantastic group of volunteers and supported by staff as well. So that number is 1800 341 341, and there is also a live chat option on our website as well if people would prefer to get in touch that way, and that is on alzheimer.ie.
Okay, so is there, I know this is a bit of gossip now, is there anybody famous going to organise one, or are you allowed to talk about that, or should I just go on and ask the next question?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm being very gossipy now this morning, I'm so sorry.
But we definitely welcome anybody famous.
All right, okay, well maybe His Excellency the President might have one up in ours in Uachtaráin. I don't know if he's listening to one, but that would be
wonderful.
Oh, it would. I mean, the gardens up there, I mean, I've peeped over, you know, you can just see outside the house, but that would be a wonderful, anyway, we won't say anything more about that. Anyway, Amy, is this, I know you've been closed down for over two years. Is this vital to the organisation?
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's our biggest fundraiser, really. In previous years, we've brought in over $500,000, which goes straight to our local, our community-based services and support. In 2020, it really brought in a fraction, like a very small fraction of what it would normally bring in. And this year, I suppose we're really hoping that it will come back, and we know we have to grow it again, and we know we're managing our expectations. So we're hoping that our kind of target is 200,000 for this year. And then thereafter, we're hoping it will continue to grow. We just really need everybody to get back out there and to register and host the tea day.
Well, Amy, I really appreciate that. And I'm going to ask you just one other question. I'm going to ask you to give out the national helpline, please, again.
Yeah, so our helpline is 6 days a week, so it's Monday to Saturday, and it is 1800 341 341.
And as you said before, you're nationwide and you help everyone. I have to say, you've actually stunned me when you said 30 people a day are diagnosed. I really
they're scary figures. Yeah,
they really are. So,
but that's why we're here to help and to support.
Oh, Amy, yes. At the end of the day, yes. What better words to say than that? Amy, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about it? Do you have daycare centres, or is there organisations like that, or are they open yet?
Yeah, so we do. Yeah, we do have daycare centres. Some of them are reopened, and we're working so hard. Our operations team are working so hard on getting everything back open as quick as possible. There's, I suppose, some new guidelines and, you know, things like that that have to be cleared first.
Yes.
But yeah, we've got all the services that are open now. So our website is lovely and up to date, and all the services that are open and running at the moment are there, and you can search by county on the website as well, which is so handy. But yeah, we do have daycare centres, and we're hoping to get our support groups and our social clubs. We're hoping to get them. While they were running online, we all know it's so different in real life. So we're hoping to get them back ASAP.
Okay, Amy, I'm going to ask you one other question, and that's to put, if you have your pen and a piece of paper, and that is to come back to us just maybe 2 days before, maybe 2 or 3 days before the event on May the 5th. I can't remember what actual day. It's not terrible. I can't remember what day.
It was May 5th.
No, but
5th of May.
No, I know it's the 5th of May, but I don't know if it's what day. Is that a Saturday or?
Oh, sorry. It's a Thursday.
Okay, well, I think the Monday before that, I think we should have a chat again, if that's okay. If you can put that into your diary, please, Amy.
I sure will. I have that in. Thank you so much.
Not at all. And we'll just have a quick chat and just to remind people and everything else. In the meantime, Amy, thank you so much for coming on this morning, and to all your colleagues and to all those amazing people that have added onto your organisation who are going around nationwide. Mm-hmm. I wish you the very best and hope to chat with you very in early May, if that's okay. Amy, thank you very much.
You take care. Thank you so much. Take care.